Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hour show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. You know, also, often, Richard, you tell me 30 seconds is a great amount of time. And in the last 30 seconds, we've been on the air with the guys that help out at Cisco WebEx, and they got us online. People may be having trouble getting in. I don't know exactly what is going on. The microphones are just now coming up. We certainly thank you guys for trying hard to get in and be here as part of what is going on. This is our happy hour show, and we're going to be doing detox tonight because before anything else, you need to do detox of the body. So we will be talking a bit about that after we make a few announcements. Do you have any announcements, Richard, that you want to go first?
I will remind people that after this show today, there will be a WebEx feed, and you'll be able to find both of these shows, both the audio side over here at Blog Talk Radio and also the WebEx video. Probably earlier this evening or tomorrow morning, Cheryl will have that posted. And you can find both of those by going to soundhealthoptions.com, clicking on the radio tab, and then from there today, clicking on Happy Hour, and then scroll down on that screen. And down on the right-hand side, I think there's a player for Blog Talk Radio. And somewhere down there will be the video from today's show. And the audio is usually rendered from Blog Talk. Is available in about 15 to 20 minutes after the show. And you can also go out into the world, into the big internet world, and search in iTunes or Stitcher, one of my preferred aggregators for podcasts, for broadcasting, because it allows you to share. It has a lot of nice features. Also, Pocket Cast is great. Those are all both cross-platform. And you can go there and search for Sherry Edwards, and you'll be able to see the most recent show as well. The other 480-ish shows, I think, are now available.
We should have a party when we hit 500.
500, exactly. I'll fall over. And then, so you can share with Stitcher, you can share easily. I don't know that iTunes makes it so easy to share, but you can also go to iTunes and search for Sherry Edwards. And you'll find the 480-some-odd shows there as well.
And as we're looking at Blog Talk Radio, we did a show on Sunday with Dr. Greg Teft that was really excellent, excellent. He talks about personalized nutrition and how nutrition begins disease. If you didn't listen to it already, we didn't video it, but if you haven't listened to it, by all means, go to that Blog Talk Radio link on our site, Sound Health Options under radio. We're being sponsored today by our detox program, and we are going to be giving away several copies of that software in honor of what we are doing for January, which is diabetes, and that has a lot to do with detox, and also for December, where we're doing metabolism and bio-diet, and all of that starts with detox, because if you don't detox, the body just gets right back into a bind. If you're looking at adipose tissue, fat tissue, the body actually creates that tissue, if you have a decent metabolism, to bind with a toxin and insulate it from the rest of the body so that you aren't poisoned. So we want to start with detox in trying to get rid of any extra fat. I really think fat is not about being overweight. It's not about food. It's about toxins and allergies and many other things, and people are just being, we aren't sharing this, are we? Let me share the screen. Marcy Lyons will stop, okay, being the presenter. Okay, Marcy, we were having trouble, so somehow you got to be the presenter. So I'm going to take that away from you. Thank you for holding that open for us. And now people should be able to see the show. So we are doing next week, beginning on Monday, we're doing a five-day professional class. And a couple of days a year, a couple of classes a year, we give away our lab model SMAD, which is $2,200. We give that away with class. So that's something that costs you a couple of thousand dollars. And I'm serious. We are giving it away. People find that absolutely incredible. But our intent is to get a bioacoustic center in every community. And if we can do this and help people along at Christmas time, usually when we do it, Christmas and June. I think we did it for last month too, and it was so successful they're doing it this month. So if you're interested in that, there's a couple of days left to get involved. And even if you can't take the class in December, you can still sign up and say, I don't want to take it till January, and you'll still get your free SMAD. We're also going to be giving away several copies of our detox software right after this show for those of you who are in our audience, either on Blog Talk or on the Sound Health Options WebEx. So if you're on Blog Talk, we really can't see you. So just write to Richard or I, and I'm Sherry Edwards, Sharry Edwards, at Gmail. And those of you who are flipping on your video, it's just causing some problems here, taking up bandwidth. So we'd appreciate it if you wouldn't open your video cameras. Or Richard, you want to give your email address? You want them to send their put-in-the-hat name?
Sure. They can email me at talktomeguy, all words, at gmail.com. Talktomeguy at gmail.com.
Okay, and we will put you in the hat. Barry, I'm going to close your camera. Thank you for being here. But we just like to keep everybody's camera closed so it doesn't take up all of the bandwidth. If you have a question during the show, you can raise your hand. That's at the bottom of the upper right-hand corner of your screen if you are watching. And if you would like to volunteer to be our detox demonstration, you can also raise your hand, and we'll try to bring as many people in as we can. I have a couple of regular announcements, and really they are just grouses, if that's a word. And then I know that Richard usually always has an environmental announcement. So
it's
do
a
you
thing.
Have something to
I
bring
know,
up?
It's a thing. Do you want me to go first? Mine will be short.
Yes.
I'm trying to find kind of happy news these days for the environment, because if I look at the other side, it's not pretty. So Google announces plans to run entirely on renewable energy. So they announced, it says here today, yeah, today, that they have reached 2.6 gigawatts of renewable energy purchase to put the company to be 100% renewable energy by 2017, and that makes them a year ahead of their goal. So that's an amazing concept for a company that is the fifth largest country in the world in terms of, you know, monies, fifth largest country in the world. Renewable, you know, they're saying we're all in on renewable. We really support renewable. We're going to be all renewable. That's amazing.
That's incredible. I would like to see us all on solar power. They
yeah,
built some
I
great
agree.
Big grids in Utah that will be able to supply cities with the sun there as renewable energy. Why not?
It's not dirty. You know, that's the amazing thing. It doesn't make dirty, and it just keeps happening. So that's cool. That's a lot of power. I don't know how much 2.6 gigawatts is, but I know it's a lot. So that's really good.
Marcy on chat sends us a message. That is a great thing, and that you're saying to us about all of this renewable stuff. I love the information you bring in. Marcy is bringing in a comment about what you said about our Sunday show. She says it was quite impressive on Sunday at 11 a.m. this last Sunday. She must be in a different time zone. You have so many incredible speakers. You somehow come up with great speakers, Sherry and Richard. Thank you. Isn't that sweet? I love our audience. They help us find guests. They help us provide questions. They comment with each other and share information. It's just absolutely incredible. My couple of announcements before we start are sort of grousing. I heard two people speak. Madonna was one, and she made this announcement that women have betrayed their species, as if women was a sort of separate total species, by not voting for Hillary, no matter what her condition or whatever, by not voting for Hillary, we have let down women. And I just want to say that it's my opinion that if a woman isn't qualified, that she isn't of good character, you don't need to be voting for her just because she happens to be a female. What if we'd run some serial killer up there just because she was female? That is a stupid, stupid, stupid reason to be voting for a president. And I'll even go out on a limb here and say I voted for Obama the first time because I thought it would be great to have an Afro-American president, and look where that got us. So not for who the person is, male, female, African, Chinese, whatever. Vote for the character and what they can do for the country. The other one was Sally Fields, you know, the flying nun person. And she was bitching about Trump and saying that nobody should have voted for Trump because there's not one iota of any kind of reference that he can do anything. And there he is with this whole big company. And then other people are out there saying that Jill Stein has betrayed her party, her Green Party, because she's having all of these recounts done. And they're even going so far as saying she's going to keep all the money after the recounts. You know, some of this is just real stupid reasons to be doing things. And my share screen went down again. Somehow Roger has taken practitioner control.
Let me, while you're figuring that out, oh, congratulations. I just want to toss in one comment that in regards to paying attention to what is happening in the, you know, social media, in the media in general, that we'd be very careful about getting caught up in memes, which mean, you know, don't get caught up in the spin of the moment, you know, like, oh my God, aliens in the thing, or, you know, I'm not picking on anything in particular. I'm just saying, be careful about memes, getting caught up in, you know, Trump says something at 3 a.m. and then it turns into the truth just because he said it and now he's changed his mind or he's altered or whoever, that we really have, just like taking care of our own health and health care and self-health, what we talk about here a lot, is we really have to take responsibility for doing our own research. Just because some talking head at CNN or Fox or MSNBC or I don't care where says blah, 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 unless you know them, you know that you've found people that you're listening to. There are experts that I listen to in fields, but I know about them. I've watched them for years. I know they're a trusted resource for information or a good researcher. But don't get locked up in the memes, the tendency to try to get social notoriety and because there is social notoriety, it could be considered true. That's all
I'm
saying.
I want to come right behind you and say that's what we're trying to do with this show, provide you information so you can make your own credible decisions. You often hear Richard say, in my opinion, and you often hear me say, you know, I feel this way, but that's not the way you should feel. Check it out for yourself. That, to me, is the greatest honor you can give your fellow citizens or even your children. When my kids' coats were in the floor, and my kids are in their 50s now, but when their coats were in the floor, I didn't say, pick up your coat because I said so and I'm the boss. I said, is there a reason your coat's in the floor? And if they could give me a good reason, they could leave their coat in the floor. But I still informed them then when the dry cleaning bill came, they were going to pay that. So being reasonable and allowing people to make decisions for themselves is exactly where Richard and I want this show to come from. In honor of you, our listener, because we know you have busy days and you have lots of things to do, but the fact that you trust us to come and listen to what we want to bring you, just like this, what started this was this Sunday show, because the guy had a tremendous amount of incredibly wonderful information to say, but it was all about individual. Don't let your doctor, don't let Big Pharma, don't let the government dictate to you what you should do. Make up your own mind about this. And so that is our goal here.
Be informed.
Well, yes, and every time I go share my screen, somebody jumps in and takes the presenter. And I don't know how that is happening. And then I'm not sharing anymore, and I don't notice. So you guys jump in here and tell me when I'm not sharing. Thank you, because we definitely need to share about what we're going to be talking about this evening, which is detox. Richard, I was speaking for you. Do you have anything that you want to say on your own about why we do this show and what we bring to people?
Even though we don't always agree on a particular direction or a person or something, you know, I think I'm a big believer in freedom of speech, even if I don't agree, I do have opinions, and I think it's good for, I really want to add back in, and again, really, one of the parts that I'm always here about is, here's information, if you believe what we're saying, have this information and then figure out how to use it for your own benefit or not. You know, we're interviewing people because we find them interesting and they have interesting information, and we may not always agree with them, or I or Sherry individually may not agree, but it's information, and I'm a big fan of information, being informed. It's a good thing.
Yes. And somebody's posted in the chat, yes, I vote for the best one, the best person, not the party. Who can do the best for the people? Who have the best interests of the people at heart? I love that. And I guess that's what we're trying to do too. Although we are guilty sometimes of sneaking in our own stuff. I was just telling you about our upcoming classes. But still, in my heart, I believe those upcoming classes are for the good of the people. That's why I'm trying so hard to get it done. But some of you have called this week and I've had to say no. And here's the reason, and I feel like I need to apologize or at least explain. We had a lady that really wanted to take our class, and she wanted 100% scholarship. So what I've been doing for the last 2 or 3 years is not take any salary from the company at all. I put all that money back for scholarships. This means that I'm not taking pay so you guys can come to class. And I just don't see a way that I can sponsor somebody 100%, because that's a tone box and microphones that we had to buy and headphones that we had to buy and textbooks that we had to buy. And when we have to buy something, then I think if we're giving it away to you guys, you should pay for it. But scholarships here are usually dollar for dollar. And when we do that, you are barely paying for what we have bought. And I don't have any more money to give away and pay full price for people, even though I feel bad that I can't. So that's why we have put together these two-day free classes. And the next one is like the 11th and 12th, I guess, around in there, Thursday and Friday of January. And that one's going to be about diabetes. But we are giving you a $1,200 class for free. But we are trying to do it in a way that we don't have to pay for microphones and that kind of thing. We give you things on the internet so that it doesn't cost us anything to do it. So we're trying to give you a way to take that course so that you can start your practice, so that you can start earning money, so that you can earn your own way to the class. And we also have ways that you can be sponsored through your church, so, or your local group. So go look at those ways to fund yourself through class. Sorry about that. Somebody from Australia is calling me on Skype, and I don't know how they can, since I'm already on Skype and in a radio show. Okay, that's never happened before. Well, at least that stopped my harangue about me feeling so guilty that I can't sponsor everybody through class. Joan says, if one tries to link from your website to the WebEx, the auto numbers are wrong where it links. One has to fill in the correct numbers. Okay, we will let them know. We have a new girl today doing all of these linking, so we will let her know that. If the rest of you had trouble, please let us know, and we will look at it. The link from their website, all the auto numbers are wrong. The 347-850-1407, that's a wrong number?
No, I'm not sure I'm not sure. I can't tell.
I will certainly check it out.
Yeah.
If somebody can send that information to me if they've had trouble getting in. We try here, but boy, it's been a busy day. So it's going to get busier as we go on. Do we have any volunteers who thinks they might be toxic? I know Joan is all volunteering all the time, but it looks like she is on a cell phone. Beverly is going to volunteer for us today. Okay, I have a few things that I would like to share about detox before we start. One of them is, what are we being detoxed from, and what is that causing? So a lot of it, on almost every day, medications are causing us problems. Heavy metals, Fukushima, tooth amalgam, food additives, pesticides, greed, that's Richard's follow the money, herbicides, exhaust fumes, lack of leadership. So we have things like GMO crops and fluoridated water and Flint water with lead and smart meters. So there's a lot going on that is poisoning us. And there's probably a lot more here that I'm not even naming. I know in some hospitals, and Richard complained about this when he had his operation, was in a facility for several months, that the air quality in the facility was really bad. Air quality in airplanes are bad. So here are some of the major organs that we're going to talk about today. Okay, I can't call you. Let me give the number to Richard and see if he can call you through WebEx No,
you mean
it was
through
Blog Talk
Radio? Or do you want
me
to volunteer?
Yeah, this is Beverly's number. Now, she wants to be on the air and be our guinea pig, but
okay.
She says her microphone squelches. Marcy said, I know a lady who's on antidepressant meds. She got super sick from them and had to detox, so she had a huge brain fog. And the other thing, fibromyalgia, I think, is about detoxing or the lack of detoxing medications. Okay, Joan has given us a number two, but Beverly beat her to the punch. We'll see if we can get more than one person in, but Joan says she volunteers. So the liver is a major detox organ, and that controls all of your hormones and digestion and enzymes, and so that's a biggie. And kidneys help control all the trash in the body. They help control getting rid of garbage, your temperature. So things to look for. When the liver's in stress, then you usually get hormonal stress. Your hormones aren't doing what they ought to do. You become infertile. You're no longer interested in sex. When the kidneys are an issue, its body temperature usually is one of the first signs, and it usually affects your thyroid. So here are some foods that really support detox. Garlic is one of the best ones because it's sulfur. Grapefruit, and they tell you not to take grapefruit or grapefruit juice if you are taking blood pressure medication. And that's because the grapefruit juice is a natural blood pressure reducer, and it will make the medicine too potent. Beets, that works through nitric oxide. And you'll see a lot of powder on the shelf now and advertised because beets have a lot of nitric oxide that act as a detoxifier by helping carry out garbage from the very small places in your body. The nitric oxide acts as a cell wall for your capillaries. Carrots, probably vitamin A there. Leafy green vegetables, avocados, apples. Apples have a lot of catalase in them, which helps clean the blood. Olive oil, whole grains, cabbage, lemons, that helps with the pH of the body. Walnuts, really good oils. Turmeric, you know, they're finding turmeric is great for inflammation. It's great for brain and thinking. Green tea is really good for anything dealing with weight loss. So it's a lot of good food detox support there. I found at our local grocery store something wonderful. In this thing that they have, it's like cold foods like potato salad and olives and whatever, they have something that is roasted garlic and peppers. And I just pick out the garlic, and it's pepper-flavored roasted garlic. And it is the most wonderful stuff to help detox and get your sulfur up and running, because that is a cofactor for nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, your Krebs cycle. So these are herbs, and Richard, you're going to have to pronounce these herbs. And I will put the source here in chat, but if you could pronounce these herbs, that would be helpful to me.
Oh, wow. I don't know what the Borotudu bark is. I'm not familiar with that one. I'll have to look that up. Milk thistle is also known as silymarin. And it's a great, do you want me to talk about them a little bit or just read them?
Sure.
Okay. So milk thistle is a great liver protector. It's actually been done in research, controlled double-blind research with lab rats where they've given the healthy, the happy rats, the milk thistle and then exposed them to radiation. And the happy rats with the milk thistle had a much better outcome than the rats that didn't have the milk thistle, so it's radiologically protective. I'm not saying you can, you know, go have it and then stand a nuclear bomb, but in terms of it's really quite beneficial for protecting the liver. Celadine, I'm not sure about why it's called greater celadine, but celadine is also a liver lymphatic stimulant. Stimulants, when I use the term stimulants, I don't mean, oh my goodness. I mean, you know, it does help get things moving, which is always good. Chicory root is a bitter and also has benefits to the liver and can be great. In the South, they use it a lot in coffee as an additive to coffee. It adds a slight bitter quality, and it's, again, a liver tonic. Dandelion, great blood purifier, makes the liver happy always. Turmeric, an anti-inflammatory. I would think of it as a, I can't say a blood purifier by directly affecting the blood, more so by how it stimulates the liver and acts as an anti-inflammatory. I think turmeric and ginger together are a great combination. And also there's a lot of research now coming out about the combination of turmeric and cannabidiols or CBDs is a really great anti-inflammatory. Yellow dock is a wonderful blood purifier, great for the liver. I have a classic blend in my mind always of yellow dock, dandelion, burdock is another great, you know, that I would add to that and then make that as a tea and drink that, you know, during the days, anytime you want to do a detox. It's always, I think with the environment, the amount of environmental toxicity we have and just everything else, I think you can detox pretty regularly, maybe take some time off. Sorry. Peppermint is not only fun to smell, but it's also a digestive aid and a digestive soothing supplement to the gut. So it helps reduce gas and it helps reduce inflammation in the digestive system. Cilantro is also radio protective, meaning radiation protective, as well as a great, it's high in chlorophyll. It's delicious if you like it. If you don't like it, it's still delicious.
It's like soap to me.
I know. I'm sorry. I think pesto is great. I mean, cilantro is great. And chlorella is a source of, I know it's a single cell walled, I think it's an amoeba or something or a algae. I can't quite remember what chlorella is, but it's a great source of chlorophyll and it's high in a lot of nutritive value.
It's green stuff. Joan says it's algae and I have the hiccup. Beverly, did you call Beverly or do you want Beverly to call in?
If she could call in, I didn't get a number from anybody.
Okay, I put it in our chat. So 347-850-1407. Beverly,
and
if
then
you could call
and then
that
press
number.
1 when you get there, Beverly, and I'll see you raise your hand. I'll watch for you.
Okay, it's a 7093 number that she gave me.
Okay.
While they're calling in, one of the other things that we've been talking about a lot is drugs, and statin drugs in particular have been brought to their knees now that they're not good for you, that they deteriorate your muscles, that they deteriorate your brain and your nerves. And so now that they're trying to take statin drugs off the market, they've come out with statin drugs to cure cancer. You know, I think people would take almost anything to cure cancer, but that is just really despicable that they can't put this on the market to reduce cholesterol. And by the way, red rice yeast is one of the herbs that help reduce cholesterol safely. And I think that is in levistatin, which they're now selling as a statin drug. So watch out for anybody taking statin drugs that you really need to support them because this is so toxic. Their joints and their muscles become sore. We do have frequencies for that to help with it and help to get people off these statin drugs. These are some of the statin drugs in case you have not heard of them. Levistatin, atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, you know, I can't even pronounce some of these words, but you can see them up here. They end with statin, Zocor, Vytorin, Simcor, Lipitor, and they've just proven that those are really bad for people, although people have been on them for years and they just let it go. Typical big pharma. Here are some of the statin drug side effects: acidosis, sexual dysfunction, anemia, immune depression, even through the mother to the fetus, pancreas liver dysfunction, cataracts, muscle nerve damage, cognitive damage, memory loss, glucose elevation, connective tissue disorders, increased cancer risk, risk of Lou Gehrig's. It's just incredible what all of this can cause. And now there actually was a push, and Mike Adams had a lot to get this stopped, that they wanted to put a form of statin drugs in baby food because babies were becoming obese. In baby food, whether the child needed it or not. As Gwen Olson says, get them on drugs from day one so we will have a customer for life. She's one of the people that we had on. She was a legal drug pusher, a pharmaceutical representative. Okay, do we have Beverly on the line now?
Yes, we do.
Great. So we're going to use our detox software that we're going to give away to people, because we take a vocal print. That's what we do here at our research center, because we know that the body has the ability to self-diagnose and reorganize itself. And we also know that we can use the math of the body to see what's going on. So all of this information is in our website, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to downloads, go to radiation software, and while you're there, download the radiation software. It's free. But at the same time, download this Bioacoustic Basics booklet. It's 72 pages long, and it's got everything in it that we're going to talk about this evening. If you go on down and download the pastel folder and the traditional assimilation chart, those are things that you can use to help your clients. So we're first going to open Audacity that you can download with the instructions in that little booklet. And this takes a sample of your voice. We're going to use 30 seconds of Beverly's voice here. We're going to hit this red button, and she's going to start talking. If we hear something weird going on, we could pause it with blue. When she's finished at 30 seconds, we're going to hit the gold square, and then we're going to export this file and use it to see what's going on with her voice, and I will make comments along the way. So, Beverly, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, talk about your need to detox or maybe anything you'd like. I'm going to turn the microphone around so they can hear you rather than me. So go.
I am a lady who is 72 years old. I have been very, very healthy all my life. Is suffering from what they thought was allergies. I got started on Sudafed several times a day about 20 years ago for what they thought was allergies. And my health since then has really declined to the point of having gallbladder surgery and contracting C. diffs about 3 or 4 years ago. And then my health has really started to go. I suffer from brain fog. I have vision changes. I have COPD, heart arrhythmias. To get up in the morning is just the biggest task ever because my head just does not want to compute about what is to be done for the day. I just cannot think. I cannot breathe. My sleep has been disturbed. And, well, that's just a start.
Okay, I'm trying to write all this down. But I think this is going to be much more than detox. I stopped it at 33 seconds, but I went ahead and wrote down things like COPD and heart and sleep and brain fog. We're looking at carnitine maybe and taurine, oxygen. So it's going to be much more than detox, but we'll see. We'll get started there. So if we play this, and I'm going to hit the green triangle.
Lady who is 72 years old. Lady who is 72 years old.
Okay, so we really should run you through maintenance and repair, maybe rejuvenation, maybe heart. But we're going to stick with detox for this evening, and we will send you a copy of the detox software for volunteering in case you don't have it. So I am going to not save this, but I'm going to export it. I'm going to export it as Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y. Oh, I got too many Y's in there. And I'm going to put HH behind it. So you remember where we filed it, and I'm going to file it in my Waves file. Now, this is a sample of your voice, and we are going to reconstruct the voice in a different way. I'm going to open another computer program, and this is called Abacus, and it is free, and it's on our website. You can download it from that same Downloads and Radiation. I'm going to put in Beverly on Happy Hour, and you said you were 72, so tell us when you were born, if you'd like. If not, I'll use a fake birthday.
05-08-1944.
Okay, gender is female, and, boy, what do I put here? Brain fog, COPD. COPD is in another one of our programs called Checkpoint. Hearts, sleep. Beverly, have you taken any of our 2-day or 5-day courses?
Yes, ma'am.
Then
I took the 2-day.
You can help. The 2-day. So
yes.
On our portal, you can use some of this software that's up for you, and I'll give you a reference to that. I'll give everybody a reference to it. So watch when I bring this in. Female, and this issue will change when I try to import that wave file. Beverly HH. Maybe not. Yeah, see, it went back to male. And I should have remembered that. It defaults. Brain fog, COPD, heart, sleep. And we do have Heart Tracker. We have Super Brain. We also have one called Neuroplasticity that you could use. And we have one called Sleep. Now, as we're looking at this grid is active everywhere. You can punch any place on the grid, and it'll give you a frequency. But we overlaid Beverly's sounds. This blue stuff is her frequencies of her voice. Now, if we played this, it wouldn't say, well, I have COPD, and I have this, and I'm 72 years old. And it would sound like, you know, very low to very high, because we reorganized it so that we could look at it. Now, we don't have to do much. We can see that a lot of her information is above this gray grid, and it's above it in the relationship to the whole grid from about 200, looks to be about 800. So this has been going on for a long time, because anything above 700 means it's long term, and a lot of her information is above the gray grid, above 700. So we know she has some issues that are long term. We also know that she has issues that are now, right now, from about 200 up to about 500 or 600 is now. And in this space, she has one great big large open gap, and I will click on that gap and tell you it's 307 something or the other, and I could probably solve this in one note, because any place, any time you see something that gapped and that open, that's usually the answer. But we don't have to pull all of these by hand. I'd also want to pull this one right beside it because it's very open. But we can go up here to where it says points in a little red circle. And you can see that it did not catch that point that I wanted. What do I do about that? Everything above this gray grid is too high. So she's not metabolizing. Very few things are low. One little thing as low at 2278 around there. Everything else is high. So I'm not going to save this either. I'm going to export it. I'm going to export it to my GNS file. And in the booklet that we ask you to download, it will tell you how to set up your desktop so that you can go find things easily. And we have 24 notes, two sets of 12, and it's showing that everything is about equal except this 511 here. And that, it tells us that that's a note of C, and that's the heart. And another one that's kind of high, and this is a C sharp. And a C sharp is digestion, connective tissue. We can look at this low, and it says that's an F sharp. That's kidneys. So we can sort of look at this. Now, how do I know that? Sherry's just saying all that stuff. How does she know what those mean? Well, again, go back to our downloads. Go to Nano Voice. And there is a chart there that you can double-click on. And there we see the note of C that she had in stress, large, thick muscles, heart, gross circulation. That fits right into what she said. And the C-sharp, tendons, ligaments, bowel, digestion. And the other one was an F, kidneys, environmental allergies. Fits right into what she's saying. Print this off. Keep it handy when you're doing anything for people. And the next thing that we're going to do is open our detox program. An apple a day keeps the doctors away. An apple a day contains a lot of catalase. And catalase helps purify the blood. Any of that juicy, bubbly stuff in cucumbers and watermelon, I see it in pineapple sometimes, good pineapple. So this is the detox program, and this is the public version. This is what you get free with the two-day class when we do a detox class. You can also join our Guardian program, and that helps you. I need a drink here. Hold on a second. The P version, you get free with your two-day course, but you can go on to the five-day course. Or you can join our Guardian and purchase these programs. I think this one is $87 maybe, but if you're a Guardian member, I think it's $40. So we're going to open client. You can find that on our classes list on our site. We're going to open a desktop. Remember, we put it in our GNS file. Genesis, there's Beverly HH. And there's our list of frequencies, 34221, the same set of frequencies that we looked at her chart and decided we're going to take these high ones and this one low one and look at it. So we have this list, and I don't know if this will work with this one, but one of the things I do first always is I look at proteins and genes together. And if those two match, it gives me the genetic inclination. Boy, and there it is. It was real obvious in her case. Less
high one and this one low one and look at it.
Somebody's mic is on. Come on, turn this off. Whose mic is on? Because I'm getting a feedback. And that was somebody else calling in. So it says SUOX, and this is a sulfur problem that will manifest exactly the way that she's talking about. a lack of oxygen, a lack of cofactors, a lack of methylation. And this is high, SUOX. This is in our methylation program, and that's one of the ones you should jump on the portal and look at. I'm going to open that methylation program. If you can afford just one program, methylation is it, because it'll tell you where to go and what to do. And this is a map that comes with the program. And down at the bottom is this SUOX. And this is a genetic problem with being able to take bad sulfurs and change them into good sulfur so that the body can use it for cofactors over here with your Krebs cycle. Now this map, the first circle is cellular energy and oxidation. That's compromised in your case because of this SUOX. This is genetic. You might also see SAHH and ACHY. This will show that you're throwing off sulfur in the urine, and you can get these sticks that you can test with at your local health food store or a good health food store or Amazon. So when we look at this first, the second circle here, sort of a, not a circle, but an oblong-like thing, this is detox. We'll look more into that. This is how your body creates energy. This one that says THF at the top, that's about your DNA. And then methionine and glutathione, these are how you're using incoming resources. So if we were running you through methylation, we'll see if we have time to do that. We're probably going to see a lot of issues in these last two sets of information. And about sulfur, you won't be able to detox. Your respiration will be compromised, well, COPD. You won't be able to use your vitamins as well. I'm going to keep that up just in case we have time to look at it. There wasn't anything that dealt with the genomes. Maybe I'll increase my variance and see if there's a genome that's associated with that. So let me run those reports again. No, it's just the protein. There's no genomes involved here. But since it's sulfur related, let's look at minerals and let's look at amino acids and maybe vitamins. It tells us here that molybdenum is very low, and I forget where you get molybdenum. Maybe somebody can look that up. But molybdenum is really instrumental in that part at the bottom there. Let me put that map back up. Molybdenum comes in right here. Now that may be part of why she's not able to change this. I'll keep watching the chat to see if anybody comes up with where does molybdenum come from. So it's low. She only had one low, and there it is, molybdenum. Molybdenum and copper is also used there, and calcium is used in that part of the chart. When you want to use calcium for your bones, copper and molybdenum are very instrumental in looking at that. With the vitamins, lipoic acid is high, probably means it's not being utilized. See the very first one, may chelate cadmium. Let's see if that is repeated anywhere. A lot of lipoic acid, but each one of them has a separate use. Scavenger, I don't see that cadmium listed again. So it's probably only in there one time, but it has many uses. And it's too high. PABA is too high. B5 is too high. Pyroxyl-5-phosphate, a form of B6. Now, P5P is very instrumental in that whole cascade again. The P5P right here. I would think we really need to run you through methylation more than anything else. Let's take this B5 that's too high. Going back to Sound Health, let's go back to Downloads, back to Radiation Software. And people are saying, you're going too fast. Well, you'll be able to look at this on our website probably tomorrow. I'll render it tonight. But I call this the green sheet. And here's vitamins. And here is B5. Now, it's not likely that this B5 is really high because they're water-soluble. But what it says is it needs vitamins C, A, and E to work. And it's essential element and coenzyme for coenzyme A. So we're right back to where we started here. When you begin to put all of these pieces together, this is too high, probably because it doesn't have enough coenzyme A. And let me find that piece again and show you how that fits to the whole thing and sort of confirms what we're saying here. Well, I've got too much open now. Let's see if I can bring this over. When we look at the Krebs cycle, that coenzyme A is right here. So it points more and more and more to this issue with sulfur and it not allowing the Krebs cycle to work, which really drags down the body, doesn't allow the body to fend off anything. And in this case, I would think when we look at biochemistry, we might find that coenzyme A. But a lot of times B5 is here and it's too high. So we need to go find out why these B5s and B6s aren't working. And you can just trace that right back to this green sheet with the B5 and the B6, and it needs vitamin C and magnesium and sodium and potassium and zinc and linoleic acid and fatty acids. So this is like being a detective when we start looking for all of these things. Sleuthing is what we call it. And there's one more to look at, and we'll go back and look at biochemicals. Now, carnosine. I don't know what carnosine does. May block the toxic effect of aldehydes and inhibit their ability to cross-link. May prevent reduce alcohol-induced liver damage. Protect against toxins. Where is carnosine on that map, people? Where does it come in? And you may have to go online and just look these things up. Carnosine. Creatine. Carnosine. C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E. Does anybody see it here? Cysteine. Adenine. Richard, do you know what carnosine does?
I don't off the top of my head. Steve, do you know? Do you have something on carnosine?
Is Steve with us? He always knows.
He always knows.
He includes it in his Ever Young formula. It's something about the where you have proteins and sugars and they, what is it called, glycation or something where they sort of destroy your proteins and that counteracts that. I know it's very important.
I just don't see it in this map. Well, this map comes from a place where you can look up a lot of things. Let me put that information up for you. So if we go to heartfixer.com, and this is James Roberts, I think his name is. Go to treatments available, and then down at the bottom, this genomic testing for what you have genetically in stress, whoops, and you'll see this same circles, except it doesn't have, I don't know if I can make it bigger for people so they can see it. Zoom, 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 zoom. But I'll put this in the chat so people can go look at it, particularly Beverly, since this really is her issue, methylation, more than detox. But without the sulfur, she's not going to detox anyway. So we probably could say control find, C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E. Ah, there's the carnosine and how it's involved in this detox. The carnosine patch directs your body to produce carnosine, a powerful antioxidant. And this is Dr. Roberts talking. I alternate between the two, glutathione one day and carnosine the next. We do not yet have any experience with the weight loss or sleep patches. And it goes on to explain it. So go back to this site and look up that carnosine. I thought it was on that map. This is Amy Yasko's map. Let me see if... Well, it's not giving me a map here, the old map. See if I can find somebody else's map. Well, that's the same one, so that's not it. Well, let's see if I can make this one bigger that we just had up there. If I go back to the top. And I don't exactly know how to go back to the top without losing where I... Why is it doing that? Let's see if I can make this bigger so we can see it. That's smaller, Sherry. So we can see maybe where this carnosine comes in. I don't know how to move down one little oomph at a time. That is so fuzzy, I cannot see it. But I don't see carnosine on this map either. We're just going to have to go to Wikipedia or something and look at how it fits in to this whole detox situation. I'm sorry I can't find that for you. That is mapping. Okay, back to this. We wanted to look at maybe biochemicals, maybe enzymes, hormones, other things that might come into play here. Even toxins might come into play. Even medications might. So we can look at each of these pieces individually or together. Aha! And look at this. I love this bioacoustic stuff. Look at what it says. Remember that coenzyme A? We predicted it's probably low. There it is, and you can get it at your health food store. That might help, but you're also going to need some bioavailable sulfur, either garlic or you can buy it. Chondroitin sulfate is very high. Usually that'll cause water retention, especially around your eyes. And some of these things, I don't know what they are. Ferulic acid may inhibit the ability of gamma rays to damage the body. Histamine really high. Now, methionine will bring down histamine, but when histamine is high, you have you have more reactions than normal people because histamine makes all your nerves raw. So finding something with histamine will bring that down, and I'll show you what I mean. We do this with people who are just incredibly sensitive. So those of you who are bioacoustic practitioners, if you'll go look at that nutrient assimilation chart, and where did I put it? That green sheet. And you look at amino acids and you look at methionine, helps make cysteine and taurine, reduces levels of histamine. And when histamine are high, this is the word where histrionic comes in. They seem like they're hypochondriacs. They seem like everything's happening to them, that nerves are raw, they overreact. But it really is happening because the histamine makes all of their nerves raw, whether it's an emotional nerve or a nerve in an organ or just plain nerves. You want that histamine reduced. That's where I'd start with you, Beverly. Then I would go to the methylation map and look at this because certainly you have sulfur and acetylcholine. Your Krebs cycle is in stress. And I would suspect that you need to watch this over and over again so that you can get all the pieces. I'm being reminded that we're out of time and we aren't nearly finished with your chart, but we do have to go. We could probably go on for hours, but we really can't do that because we have an hour and a few minutes. I hope all of you pick up this idea of using detox to start with yourself. And I don't know if we can just go in and look at organs. I don't know if that's here. It looks like kidneys are being stressed through caffeine and just looking at toxins. The other ones that we looked at, enzymes. N-acetyl transferase, those are too high. We want to balance those out. One of the greatest things about bioacoustics is when these are too high, conventional medicine can't do a lot about some of them, but with sound we can. This one, CYP2E1, we would just have to figure out the antidote of it. And we can do that mathematically. Math as medicine is going to be the future of medicine, and it's going to start with using it for space travel because they can't take everything with them, but we can help them construct medications and set a bone and make detoxifications, whatever is happening. We probably can help. Now, we can't do surgery and things like that, but we probably could help. I didn't get to say all that I wanted to say, but I certainly appreciate all of you being here. Beverly's coming back and saying, molybdenum is a trace mineral found in foods such as milk, cheese, cereal, grains, legumes, nuts, leafy vegetables, organ meats. So she's doing some sleuthing on her own. We have to go. I don't want to. I don't know what to say about it. There's much more I want to do. I'm going to take her through methylation. But, Beverly, get in touch, and we'll try to finish this up and see where you're really going. I know that if we leave our audience with wanting more, that's a good thing. doesn't feel particularly good to me, because I want to solve all of these problems for people, but I want to help them solve them for themselves. So instead of doing it for people, we like to teach people how to do it. If you think this is a worthwhile program and you'd like to be part of it, please send this on to your friends. Let people know about what we're doing. Let them know about our two-day free classes. All it costs you is a couple of days of your time, and it's incredibly wonderful as we work ourselves toward self-health and having dominion over our own health and take it out of the hands of Big Pharma and take it out of the hands of Big Government and Big Pharma, F-A-R-M-A. So thank you for being here. Please jump into the chat. Control A will grab it. Control C will copy it. And then you'll have all of that wonderful information that people have been posting. Richard, any last words?
For those that want to hear this again, and particularly Beverly, if you want to hear this immediately, wait about 10 or 15 minutes. Check that link. Check the blog to Sound Health Options Blog Talk Radio page, I think, is where the player is, and you'll be able to re-listen to this. And if you click on that, it'll open the Blog Talk Radio page where you will be able to download the file in case you want to make notes. And Sherry will render out the video and probably have that available by tomorrow morning. I'm making that up,
yes,
but I believe so.
I will stay here and do that. This is a whirlwind. We love doing the shows. And we want more people to join us. We want to teach people to do this, and we especially need teachers and trainers. So please go look on our site under classes and help us spread the word. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday. And I have no idea, but I know we'll see you. Okay, bye-bye.
Later.